Hello everyone and welcome to this presentation of the Coriolis ASIC design flow. The presentation is organized as follows. First, I will remember the reasons that are behind or driving us to make Coriolis. Then, I will present the basics of making an ASIC, that is how ASICs are done, which will lead me to introduce the design flow with a special emphasis toward its software architecture. Then I will summarize the improvement that we made in 2021 and go to the plans for 2022. And finally, I will present a small demonstration about the latest capabilities of Coriolis. One of the first reasons we started to develop Coriolis was to provide academics with tools independent from commercial software, which have closed source and with which you cannot exactly control what you do or being trapped by backward capabilities problems. So with our tools, you know exactly what's going on inside the source, and moreover, if it doesn't exactly suit you, you can modify them. The second advantage is that with the software, you can publish and share and modify the hardware design you have made. This avoid to have to reinvent the wheel every time you want something.